Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This guy is a wrecking ball. He had this guy murdered in a consulate in Turkey, and to expect me to ignore it, I feel used and abused. I was on the floor every time defending Saudi Arabia because there's a good ally. There's a difference between a country and an individual. The right. MBS figure is, to me, toxic. He can never be a world leader on the world stage.
So what does the president do? Sanctions?
It's up to the president. But what I would do, I know what I'm going to do. We're going to sanction the hell out of Saudi Arabia.
Well, Lindsey Graham, tell us how you really feel.
Left nothing to the imagination.
And that's how Lindsey Graham rolls. And that's okay. That's how we like it. It's also time to tell us how you feel. Paul and Jordana here. Thank you for joining us. Mike Pence spoke about Saudi Arabia today. Mike Pompeo, who is over there, just released a statement I'm going to share with you. We spoke with a former deputy U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Ken Edelman, at 3 o'clock today here on this show. He said, no, you don't have to sanction. You should just shun. We shouldn't go to their Davos in the desert, and a lot of American businesses have pulled out. But he says we don't need to sanction them. I would like to see some
sanctions. Does that have enough teeth? Really? Is shunning going to change behavior?
That's what we would like to hear. I'm all for sanctions. Paul, are you for sanctions?
Yes.
I want to speak for you.
Yes.
And Lindsey Graham and I really rarely fall on the same side of things. We tend not to agree.
I'm glad he spoke forcefully. There is no gray here.
No.
It's black and white, right? I mean, some people are making the argument this was a bunch of thugs and they were unauthorized and they were sent in and this didn't have the blessing from on high. And it was an interrogation gone bad. You don't go to an interrogation with bone cutters, with bone saws, and an autopsy expert. One of 15 Saudis that was dispatched to the consulate in Turkey. So this was not ever an interrogation.
You can't handle the truth.
There you go.
Thank you. I know that.
This is what Secretary Mike Pompeo said today. During today's meetings with Saudi leadership, they strongly denied any knowledge of what took place in their consulate in Istanbul. My assessment of these meetings, according to Mike Pompeo, is that there is serious commitment to determine all the facts and ensure accountability, including accountability for Saudi Arabia's senior leaders and senior officials. The president has asked me to travel to Turkey to meet with senior leaders. We will remain in close contact with Saudi and Turkish authorities as they complete this process and ultimately announce their findings. Although all day today, we have been hearing word that Saudi Arabia is going to say, oops, it was an interrogation gone awry. But we have yet to hear that today. And now we have here Mike Pompeo saying that they strongly denied the knowledge of what took place in their consulate. I guess he doesn't say that he believed it, but he did say in his statement, we had direct and candid conversations. I emphasize the importance of conducting a thorough, transparent, and timely investigation, and the Saudi leadership pledged to deliver precisely on that.
Sure, there's some precedents here for sanctions with teeth. The Magnitsky Act, 2012, that was a bipartisan bill passed in the U.S. Congress, signed into law by President Obama, and that punished Russian officials responsible for the death of Russian tax accountant Sergei Magnitsky in a Moscow prison. That was back in 2009. That allowed basically the government to sanction human rights offenders, freeze their assets, and ban them from entering the U.S. So there is some precedent.
And again, this becomes the question, morality over money. I mean, you and I and Lindsey Graham agree that there should be some sanctions, but not everybody feels that way, possibly including our president. Although, you know, he can reserve judgment till he finds out what actually happened, if we ever find out the truth. This is what the vice president had to say today.
And any loss of life is grievous. Any act of violence that claims a life is to be condemned. But this was also an assault on a free and independent press. So we're going to demand answers. The world deserves answers. And the president and I and our administration are going to continue to call for answers to see that those responsible are held to account.
But what does that mean? What is held to account? You know, we're not throwing the crown prince and the king in jail if they are behind this and we find that out. What is held to account? The only thing we can do is sanctions. We can stop buying their oil, which is only, as you quoted yesterday.
It's about 2% of the oil we consume comes from Saudi Arabia. So back in the 70s, just the mere specter of the Saudis withholding their oil would strike fear into all levels of the administration. Now it's kind of like, we're okay, thanks.
Our phone number is 651-989-9226. Sanctions or shunning? Ken Edelman, like I said, he was the former U.S. ambassador, former deputy U.S. ambassador to the U.N. under Reagan. He said this earlier on our show.
If the Turks come out with all kinds of evidence that Khashoggi was just massacred in the Saudi embassy in Turkey, then you could ratchet up to sanctions. And what kind of sanctions? You wouldn't want economic sanctions so much as to keep out certain individuals from coming to the United States or investing in the United States or having financial dealings at all with the United States. Those are the kind of sanctions we have with Russia.
So he's not even saying stop buying the oil and stop selling arms.
Just keep specific people out, which is what the Magnitsky Act has done with Russia and why Mr. Putin is so upset, seemingly.
Mm-hmm.
This has impacted a number of oligarchs. But again, there doesn't seem to be any dispute now that something very bad happened in that consulate to Mr. Khashoggi. The Turks sent in a crew today, and they found evidence. In fact, they repainted. There was news that apparently the Saudis repainted certain areas.
You mean the parts where his blood was splattered on the wall,
Paul?
That kind of thing?
It's a horrific, a horrific scene, but there is now apparently evidence in addition to what may have been the Apple Watch that transmitted the live interrogation, the torture, and death of this man.
Jay's in Hammond. Jay's in Hammond. Hey, Jay, thanks for calling in, sir. What do you think about all this?
Paul mentioned the precedent about the act that Obama signed to sanction Russia, or when that
Magnitsky
sure
Act.
That's a good. Yeah, I'm not sure that's a good comparison, because I think the Russian government and the Saudi Arabian government are very different.
Explain the difference to me with this particular act. I mean, the government basically condoning the murder of a dissident.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how we've all dealt with the Russian government for many, many years. But I don't know that we know how really Saudi Arabia works.
Well, there is no rule of law in Saudi Arabia, right?
That could be.
The king makes the decrees, and you follow the decrees or suffer the consequences.
Right. And I guess my take is this. We have to wait a bit here to see what comes from Saudi Arabia, their investigation.
But can we really think that's a legitimate investigation, Jay?
You trust the investigation that the Saudis would do into this?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I think it's worth there's people a lot smarter than me looking at this right now. And I would just say, let's not judge too quickly.
Thanks for the call, Jay.
Good
appreciate
point.
It.
Fair point.
Skip's in Duluth. Hey, Skip, what are your thoughts on all this?
I think they should shun it, because I think the contract for there's a lot of jobs at stake, and there's billions of dollars.
Right.
And the U.S. would lose.
No, I get that. And I think that's why the administration may be hesitating here, because of the deals in place, the jobs on the line. So, we have to take a deep breath and wait for more evidence to come out. But, again, that's a slippery slope. Yep, billions on the line. So maybe we'll look the other way here with this death. I don't know.
President said he criticized the rapidly mounting global condemnation of Saudi Arabia. He says we shouldn't rush to judgment. He said, quote, I think we have to find out what happened first. Here we go again with, guilty until proven innocent. I don't like that. We just went through that with Justice Kavanaugh. and he was innocent all the way, as far as I'm concerned. Good way to bring it back there, Mr. President. But he's worried about due process and making sure that, I guess, the Saudis get their day to prove maybe that they didn't do anything wrong. Because here's the deal. If the Saudis can come under the cover, under the guise of, oh, it was these rogue government operatives.
An intelligence that did agent this. That went off on his own.
Exactly. Or 15 intelligence agents off on their own. It wasn't us. It wasn't us. Then the U.S. doesn't have blood on their hands when they continue to do business and continue to sell arms.
Right. No,
so
I get
it
that.
Looks good on the surface.
The optics are better.
Right. So... And I barely know what to say to that. Hey, Jonathan's in Lionel Lakes. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, say, Jordana, anything short of this president committing suicide on a daily basis would not be good enough for you.
Oh, that's not true. We'd never want anybody to commit suicide.
Every single day, you just rail on this president. Give him a chance. The investigation just got underway. But you want, every day, you want blood, his blood. You don't deserve to be on the air on a station that's supposed to be impartial. Report the news. Don't make it.
Keep going. Keep going.
Jonathan.
Let it out, Jonathan. Let it out.
No.
Let it out.
And I'd like to stick up for my co-host.
I don't
think you were throwing the president under the bus. That's not the impression I got from your comments. I think your comment was, we don't have all the evidence right now, and we need to do the right thing as a nation. Mm-hmm. I don't think you were blaming the president or casting aspersions on the president. That's not my takeaway, but that's just me.
I happen to think the Saudis murdered the guy, but no, whatever. But I'm glad Jonathan called in, and I'm glad he got it out. Call in anytime, Jonathan. You say your piece. That's okay. It's all good. Paul's in Edina. Hey, Paul, thanks for calling in.
Hi, I've been listening to the news about this a little while here the last few days, and it seems like the $110 billion deal doesn't actually exist.
You mean for the weapons?
It was started under Obama, and so far only about $15 to $20 billion has been committed, and that's for stuff that's already produced. So it's not like we're talking about millions of jobs like has been quoted and, tens and tens of billions of dollars. This actually doesn't exist. I just heard it on, I'll just say another news channel.
Okay.
Paul, what do you think the administration should do? I mean, should we all just take a big collective breath and wait for more evidence to come out, an investigation that maybe is somewhat impartial to determine what happened? What do you think the president should do?
Well, impartial investigations I could always support, but not partial investigations, not an internal Saudi investigation.
Right.
I wouldn't have any faith in that.
That's fair. Thanks for the call, Paul. We really appreciate it.
Yep.
Dan Cook says we have to take a break. We're going to try and squeeze in Chris and John's calls when we get back from the break on CCO.
Oh, this is fun.
In what universe
is this fun? This is fun.
Come on.
Talking about Saudi Arabia, and what should we do? Should we sanction? Should we shun? What should we do? We had a guest on today that said he was a former UN ambassador to the U.S. We should just shun. Lindsey Graham was on fire today saying we should absolutely sanction.
I got the answer. All energy solar. If we all go solar, we won't need that 2% or whatever that we get from Saudi Arabia.
All voices are welcome.
Not to need Saudi oil exports would be the best revenge.
And we want to hear your opinion. All voices are welcome. Chris, hi, Chris. Welcome in St. Paul.
Yes, I just wanted to ask Jordana, do you feel that you're biased against this president?
I don't like President Trump. I'm a human being who doesn't like people who call other people horse faces on Twitter. So, yes, I don't believe the president is a moral human being.
Okay.
Yep. And I have said that many times. I'm open about that. I don't have to agree with his morality because I'm a human being and I have a talk show where I get paid to offer my opinion. That's what I get paid for. So here I am.
So you get paid to be biased.
I get paid to have an opinion and I get paid to share it with you every single day.
Okay. Well, this president could cure cancer, and I do believe that you would find a reason that is a bad thing.
I hope he does.
It's very difficult to listen. You know, I thought Williams was bad, but, you're just as bad.
I'm so glad that you called in, Chris. Anything else?
I am too. Thank you.
Hey, Chris, thank you for listening in spite of Jordana's inadequacies.
And well, Pete, I want you guys to call in. I want you guys to call
in. And you know what? And everybody has a voice. Jordana has the freedom to have her opinion and to believe what she wants to believe. I believe differently. You believe differently, Chris. And all of us have that ability, right?
Bring back Michelle Tafoya.
Oh, she's on another station. You can absolutely listen to her. She's fantastic. Lovely, lovely person. But that's why we open the phones here, because here on this station, we get to hear all sides. We had the ambassador on this morning who was under Reagan. We had Lindsey Graham's voice. We want to hear all sides on this show. If you're looking for all sides, you've come to the right place.
If you're looking for an echo chamber, you've come to the wrong place. I mean, we're trying to expose as many voices and opinions and viewpoints. And maybe, God willing, someday we kind of meet in the middle and we compromise.
That's right.
But, you know, I don't like everything the president says or does or tweets. But I want whoever is sitting in that chair to be successful, because if he's successful, the nation will be successful.
And I don't hate everything the president does. The president moved the embassy to Jerusalem in Israel. I am in support of that.
And
he ripped up the Iran deal. I am in support of that. And I am very vocal about my support when it is warranted.
So you don't just give him carte blanche. Everything he does.
Issue by issue. Issue by issue. Let's see, which call should we take there, Dan? Here we go. We got Aaron. Aaron, thank you for calling in. Oh, Aaron, are you there?
Aaron.
Hi,
Aaron.
I think you two do a great job at presenting opportunities for your audience to offer their opinions. And I think people who are calling in need to remember that this is not strictly news radio. It's talk radio, and there's an element of opinion, and yours gets to be included.
Thank you, Aaron. I did not know you were going to defend me, but I'm glad I took your call.
Thank you, Aaron.
That's all I wanted to say. Thank you for what you do.
Thanks, Aaron.
I'm glad we had this discussion. It's a good reminder that if you have a different opinion of either of us, they should call in.
I'm told that I'm wrong every day, every waking moment of every day. You're on a business, you're going to be wrong, right? You do the weather, you're going to be wrong.
And that's okay.
You develop a thick skin, but you don't want to become cynical. And that's what worries me more than anything, that as a nation, we are becoming so cynical and skeptical of everything. And we cherry pick what to believe.
Open minds, open hearts here. It's also 5:33. Oh, the news is going to be mad at us because we're late. Laura's up next.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
So, listen, if it happened behind closed doors and no one knew about it, that's bad enough. But to let the world see what happened here for us to be silent is just wrong. We cannot. We have to do more than a slap on the wrist. That's to be punitive. We have to find some way to get back at them and make it clear that this is intolerable and can't go forward.
That was Peter King, a longtime representative, Republican from New York, in favor of sanctions. And some of the Republicans are some of the people who are most in favor of sanctioning, like Lindsey Graham, you heard earlier on the show.
It's still early, but it does seem to be somewhat bipartisan, this notion that if it turns out to be true, and no, we don't have all the facts yet, and usually the first version of history is wrong, but there sure seems to be a preponderance of evidence that this was not just an interrogation gone wrong, that this was, in fact, a targeted murder.
Jordana and Paul here. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. We have not forgotten those Fleetwood Mac tickets. I promise we're going to give them away a little bit later in the show. Calls on Saudi Arabia. Sanctioning or shunning? Do we need something more stringent than just shunning? John's been waiting in Cologne. John, thanks for waiting on the line with us.
Thank you. I don't like what they did, but I think we as a people need to understand that their legal system and their laws are much different than ours. And we are trying to impose what we think should happen here on what we want to happen over there. And I have some acquaintances that come from the Middle East, and they will tell you that, you know, it just doesn't work like that over here.
Right.
You know, the laws aren't the same. The way they're treated aren't the same. You know, this man may have been charged with treason. I'm not saying that what they did is right.
Are you saying, John, that we should not, should we impose our morality, our set of ideals, what I would call American ideals, in other countries, or should we just mind our own business?
I think it's hard to impose our standards and our moral standards or whatever you want to call it on other countries, because they have to create their own standards.
Thanks for the call, John. Right. And I feel, John, I get it. You're right. We can't necessarily impose our morality on them.
It gets back to the whole policeman of the world argument, right?
But we still don't have to. If we feel that what they did was wrong, he was a U.S. resident. He was a Washington Post, often journalist, a contributor.
Right.
Look, he had ties to the U.S. We don't have to accept that behavior either. And we get to take our ball and go home if we don't want to play that game. So that's why we're going to take our weapons and we're not going to sell them to you, or we're not going to buy your oil if you murder, if you murder or are involved with the murder of people who are a contributing in the U.S. or people who just, you know, don't necessarily deserve to be murdered, except that they have different views.
But again, maybe we take a deep collective breath and wait for actual more evidence.
Yeah, that's why nothing's happening yet.
Right.
But if it's proven, what do you think should happen?
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, thanks for waiting on the line with us, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Hi. Okay, so I think they're going to tell us to pound sand, no pun intended.
It's a good pun, though.
And I, you know, they're gonna put these sanctions on if they don't answer, and they're gonna put sanctions on them if they do find out. You know what I mean? Anything happen? And like this previous caller said, they're gonna make their own laws. You know, and they're gonna make their own decisions on what they're gonna do. And I think Serpro came in and they took care of it like it never happened. You know,
mm-hmm.
And then also I want to say that. I support you and I support Trump, and I listen to you guys all the time, and I text a lot.
Thank you.
I told Paul it was fake weather. Do you remember that?
Yeah, dude. It's all fake, yeah. Thank you, Tom.
That's how you responded.
You're an optimist.
I enjoy you guys, Dave, and the morning. Chad, I like in the afternoon when I get a chance to listen to him on lunch. But you guys are very entertaining, and Jordana, you have a very nice voice on the radio.
Thank you.
So it's easy to listen to you. You know, roll my eyes once in a while because of, you know, the way you are with Trump. But you know what? He's got to shut his Twitter off. I'm sorry.
Tom, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And the support. And by the way, I see your texts and you are very kind. Sometimes it's great when somebody calls in and calls you an idiot and yells at you and screams at you, because the love that I just got on the text line and from some of these calls, my goodness, I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Let me read a few of these.
Well,
love you, Jordana. I'm listening and appreciate your strength.
Well, that's very kind of you. And I appreciate that. It doesn't need to be Jordana Love Fest. But look, that's our goal here. Opinions, all sides, because once we understand each other, then we can each move the needle a little further. I can understand why you love the president, why you tolerate his behavior. I will learn something if you can explain that to me, you know, in a coherent, kind manner. And maybe you can understand why I don't support some of the things he does and why I err on the side of a different moral line than the president does.
I try, and maybe I'm delusional, but I try to ignore many of the things that he says and tweets. And I go off results. Is the country moving in the right direction? Are good things happening? I would argue, yeah. There's still a lot of bad things out there and bad people doing bad things. But in general, there is a sense of optimism, certainly on the business side. I worry about other things, though. I worry about divisiveness. I worry about racism. I worry about discrimination.
And let me share a thought with you on that. Because as much as I despise the morality of what's going on in the White House, somebody described it to me. President Trump is like a forest fire. He's burning everything down, and there's going to be new growth. This whole Me Too movement is coming up around in this time.
A reaction has a reaction, right?
Yes.
Right.
We are hearing things that he says that we've never heard before, and it is an awakening that people actually think that. in this country, or people, or he can do things that people say, well, yeah, maybe that's not so immoral. And it's giving other people an insight into other folks who live in this country. And we are learning and we are growing. So while we might be living through a tumultuous time right now that makes us anxious and nervous and we are railing against, there's going to be growth from this. And that is going to be the positivity and possibly the legacy of this presidency. People were treated badly, but through that came learning and growth, and we now have a better place to live.
America has always been self-correcting, right? We step in it, we learn, we pivot, and we get better, we get stronger. I mean, that's the genius of the founding fathers. They created a system, a constitution, that allows us to learn from our mistakes mm-hmm. and hopefully evolve over time and get better. And I pray that we get to a better place. But I'll tell you one thing, Jor, there's no more apathy when it comes to voting. People are engaged like I've never seen engagement. Mm-hmm. I don't care which side. Mm-hmm. The turnout at the midterms, I predict, is going to be off the scale.
I predict we have to give away some Fleetwood Mac tickets.
Oh, yeah. That too.
Yes. So how about we do this? How about we do eighth caller right now? I'm sorry, Dan Cook. Fleetwood Mac tickets, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. You have to do the Wixon Jewelers
time. Oh, I do. Check. It's 549 Wixon Jewelers time with special event pricing, expanded collection, and 0% financing. Wixon Jewelers Watch Fair is the best time to buy a watch. I found this interesting. Lindsey Buckingham is suing Fleetwood Mac for kicking him off the band's new tour. He wants a share of the tour because he still wants and is able to perform, but the show will go on.
And Andrew will be there. Andrew, congratulations.
Congrats,
you won the tickets.
Andrew.
Rumor has it, I'm the lucky winner.
Yes, you are.
Well,
lucky. Yeah,
Lindsey Buckingham won't be there, though.
Great, because that's my wife's birthday on that night, Monday the 22nd. I didn't know what to get her, and I turned on the radio, and there you had it.
Right place, right time. Congratulations, and please wish her a happy birthday for us.
Oh, Kate the Bait, it's going to be a good one. So I thank you, Paul and Diane. I mean, always an avid listener. And thank you so much for making a great day.
Happy birthday to your lovely bride,
thank you, Andrew.
Enjoy.
Diane, it's been a great show. And let's try. You've been called worse today. When you're bad, I'm going to call you Diane.
That was great. So fun to be with you today. We're back tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.